Yes, I can. I'm looking at figures here from the department themselves. Now, they're only up until the end of April, so we've nearly another month down since then. We had received 5,524 applications. So, there was actually probably about 4,500 applications, but it covered 5,524 people, if you know what I mean, because some of them would have been family applications.
Okay, and those figures, those numbers, would that strike you as decent uptake so far?
Well, we need to start worrying a little bit that people know about it. I mean, you have to, the permission or the application for the undocumented, the people who are either, as you say, quite rightly, 3 years, if they've got children under 18, they can apply after 3 years. If they were for the date of the 31st of January, they needed to have been here that time before that, or 4 years for single people. So that is closing on the 31st of July, which is relatively soon. So we need to all make sure we're pushing out into the community to let people know who can avail of this scheme, that it's there and that their support to apply for it. It is a fantastic opportunity for a lot of people. And we have seen, you know, people already get successful outcomes from it. There's been about 400, I'd say, successful responses to the applications already, probably more at this point. And that's really wonderful. So I think anybody listening, and including myself and yourself, Alan, we need to remember to say it to people or to be aware of it, because the application is a bit detailed, even though you do it online. It takes some time. The one for the undocumented one, the one for the international protection application applicants, is quite easy to do. And you know, you can do it in about an hour and a bit if you have the right documents online. So,
would you say the process for applying for the scheme then, Orla, has run reasonably smoothly? Have there been any little bumps or hiccups?
Well, in fairness, there was quite a bit of a lead-in on it. And I think a lot of organisations, and absolutely have to, first of all, congratulate the Migrant Rights Centre, who have a Justice for the Undocumented group that have been working for 10 years pushing forward schemes like this. And they have done the most wonderful work all together. And anybody who's in, can look them up on line jfu@mrci.ie. And they, on there you will see seminars that they've run, so you can hear what we've been all been discussing since the scheme actually came into place. But as I say, before it, they got the application, we, lots of us, lots of organisations made applications around the how it should look, how it should feel, who it should include, how to be generous in its inclusion and all of that. And a lot of those things were taken on board. There were a couple of wobbly, definitely a few wobbly days and maybe weeks even, when glitches were being ironed out when the scheme opened, and we had things going missing and going astray, and they sorted them out pretty smartish. There's a lot of before anybody starts, like with every application, the application often can be the easiest bit. It's having the supporting documentation for the right time and the right order and all of that. That can be the hardest bit. So I mean, nobody can sit down and just do the application. They've got to have a look at what the hell do I have to have and go off and get that before they even go near the application.
Do you sense then, Orla, that is there hesitation out there amongst the undocumented to apply, or is it more they're just not aware of the scheme, which I think you maybe alluded to a little earlier on?
I think all of the above, if you like, not being smart alecky saying that, but I think all of those things, because I think that we have to make sure that we've gone everywhere that people possibly get their information, and it probably isn't Claire FM and it mightn't be the Champion, you know, so we've got to make sure that the posters are going into the right places and hoping that people see it, and we've all been doing this up and down the country trying to get it onto Facebook, group Facebooks and things like that. But there is a hesitation, and we all worked very, very hard before it as well to try and make sure that there was an undertaking by the government that information that would be put in this application, if somebody was unsuccessful, which is unlikely that they would be unsuccessful if they meet all the criteria when they put it in, that that information wouldn't be transferred to any other department. So that, of course, is very scary. If you've had your head down and not looking anybody in the eye, and then you're suddenly putting your head up over the parapet, you feel very vulnerable. So some people have hesitated, of course, and all we can do is accept the reassurance from the department and try and reassure people as well. The financial aspect of it has been difficult for some people. It's €700 for a family application, and it's €500 for a single person. And then you also pay it for the family one, you'd pay for each of the family members over 18, €300 when you would go to register. So that has been a barrier to some people. Hardship funds were set up by a few organisations, and I know that at least three of the applications we worked with here availed of that because they would not have that money on hand. I think probably, and some of us know this well, that if you're an immigrant in another country, you may well be working very hard, but you may well be sending quite a bit of that money home to your people in your home place. So a lot of, and also we, as you said at the beginning in the report, people are often working certainly under minimum wage and not in the best conditions. So all of those things put together. However, this is a wonderful opportunity.
And Orla, what would you, no doubt you would encourage more undocumented people to apply to the scheme. What would you say to encourage anyone who hasn't already applied to do so?
Have a good look at it. Look at this webinars that have been had, talk individually to one of us or to somebody from the Migrant Rights Centre or wherever there's an organisation near you. You know, a lot of work has gone into trying to make this as fair and as accessible as possible. It's still complicated. You still have to produce a lot of documentation. For the asylum seekers, for the international protection applicants, they have to have been in the system for 2 years without a decision. And when they apply through this scheme, they can keep open their asylum application, which for a lot of people is terribly important because they have fled from terrible circumstances and know that they should be recognised as refugees rather than getting a permission for 2 years or whatever, 2 years and then it's renewable. So you know what I'm saying? Like a refugee status, much stronger status, which entitles you to apply for citizenship after you've been here 3 years, is that entitles you to have family reunification because it's been accepted that you were unable to live in your home country, that you were in danger, that your family may have been in danger as well. So there's all those concerns. It's a cauldron. Okay. I mean, for somebody applying, it's a cauldron. We've had people who, you know, one poor devil, and I'm hoping we'll see him again this week. He's come in about 4 or 5 times to apply and then just got the heebie-jeebies, and that's okay. We still have time for heebie-jeebies about it. And I'm hoping he will do it because that would be great for him and his future in Ireland, and it would take him out of the shadows and it would take lots of other people out of the shadows. I mean, most of us of my age anyhow have had family who maybe were living in the States in the shadows for years, and that's a terrible place to be. You can't get home or anything, and you're concerned, you know, if you get stopped for something simple or you know, on the traffic or anything like that, you're very concerned. And also another thing that's happened is that because the undocumented can be living in and working in sort of semi-marginalized situations, they can experience bad things can happen to them, but they may be very afraid to go to the Gardaí because they're undocumented. So it's time to just try and air this, bring fresh air in and get people regularized and on building their lives openly and contributing heartily to their country, which is Ireland now.